Yeah, we made a decision over the weekend after the general election was announced on Friday that we'd be putting my name forward. I believe it's time for a change. We've seen the last, it's over 100 years now, but the last 10 and 20 years has really been, I suppose, damage after damage on top of it. Ordinary working people are disadvantaged, are the most vulnerable in society. We have housing at a level that we've never seen before. The homeless crisis is at its wit's end. We have a healthcare crisis. We have a mental health crisis. We have a disability crisis. We have one crisis after another. So hopefully I am going as a left candidate under People for Profit, and hopefully that we can get that change that people need.
You've lost quite a few days, though, in terms of campaigning, and it already is quite a short campaign. Have you any concerns about that?
So the general election was only announced on Friday, so we have a plan in place. We'll be having a strategic meeting soon enough today to discuss where we'll be canvassing, what we'll be canvassing. 3 weeks' time when you're against party machines like Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, who have unlimited funds. We're a small party with limited funds. I'd be relying on everything myself or people's help putting up posters. So it's just one of those things that you generally should be used to. Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil have kind of normalised this where they pick on the days themselves, that they'll give themselves plenty of notice internally, and then the outside will only find out a couple of days beforehand. So.
And tell us what will be some of your policies going forward.
One of my main issues is the mother and baby homes. We have Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the Green Party cover up the mother and baby home scandal, signing away the record for 30 years, with another 45 years going to be on top of that, similar to the Ryan Report Commission, where they signed the children's abuse files from orphanages away for 75 years. This seems to be forgotten about the cervical smear crisis, which Fine Gael all voted against to let people know mandatory disclosures. It affected over 200 women, and unfortunately 21 women passed away because of their negligence. We have, like I said previously, the housing crisis. We have an emergency accommodation crisis here in Sligo. There are many issues that I hope that we can get to the doorsteps of people. You look at the cost of living. The cost of living hasn't went down for anybody. ESB profits and gas is up by 60%. So these are issues that are affecting people daily. It's all right when you're in the door. You don't need to see people, but I'm on the doors. I'm, as a councillor, you listen to these problems daily. So hopefully it's something that we can address if getting in. But again, it would be to put across the point that these people working around your doors have implemented these policies. It's the same with the people running here locally. Local property tax went up, and a couple of years ago, the council rent went up. And these are the people who put these in place that voted for it. So if they're doing that locally when they get in place in Dublin, or if they were to get into Dublin, you can expect they wouldn't have your interests at heart. So that's where I'd be coming from.
And your announcement this morning, Councillor O'Boyle, comes off the back of an announcement made last evening by the Gaheerla of Sligo County Council, Councillor Declan Bree, to say that he's not contesting the general election.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock, but I would like to compliment Councillor Bree. 50 years of service both locally and nationally. It's something we can all only aspire to be. He's been a voice for the disadvantaged, the marginalised, for decades, and I would like to wish him well. Obviously, he's the council and he's the hairlock at the minute, but just for the general election, he's not going to be running, and it's really to compliment his work over the last 50 years. He's been astronomical, and he's been a voice of knowledge to all of us on the council, both presently and past.